light. Thank my enlightenment. Oh, my master. Thank you for zeal. Yeah. Thank you because we are zealous. Yeah. Thank you because we are fervent. Yeah. We deem it all to your grace, all to your glory. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you. You can sit down. Thank you, Henry T. It's awesome. Okay. We have a long journey ahead of us today. Almost till evening for some people. So let's hurry up. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. 2 Timothy 3, 15. Here we go. We will not stop to declare. Second Timothy 3:15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And what is the end point? Verse 17. Want to go? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And what's that good works? That's ministry. The good works ministry. By the time you check chapter 4, which is a continuation, I see verse 2, preach the word the instant in season and out of season. So you see that the good work he's talking about is the ministry of Jesus. Amen, amen. Okay, so we have been looking at utterance gate. From what I just read, that means the response, okay? Like we said earlier, the response from teaching, what we expect that you get from teaching meeting is that what? You pick up ministry, okay? Is that you pick up ministry. It's not that you drop big seed. It's not that you drop big tithes. It's not that you drop, of course, we don't do tithes. It's not that you drop big envelope for the pastor. That's not the response. It's not that you shout right on pastor and that's it. So that's not the response we seek. It's not that you say, what else do people say after preaching? That, my pastor is wonderful. That's not the reason. It's not for population, church population. That's not the reason. Well, if you have a big church, big and mighty, and everybody is after their own, nobody is after God's will, you just fail God, okay? You just fail God. You just fail God. And trust me, God is not as much delighted in the end as in the process, okay? I often say that you don't please God by saying, God, see, I have delivered unto you 1,000 congregation or 100,000 capacity congregation. That is not what pleases your God. What pleases your God is that you follow the process through, okay? You follow the process. Same ministry. Yeah, that's what pleases God. That's pleasing God. Pleasing God is the steps you take to get to that to that end, okay? To that destination. Not just that, yes, God, see it, I have done it. Just like we said to Saul, to obedience is better than sacrifice. It's not just that, yes, I have done it. No, it's you follow the step. Follow the steps. Okay, so we have been looking at utterance gift for a while. And we had awesome time during the week. That's why it's not good for you to miss midweek service. Every demonstration of the Spirit you can think of, we are there. And we are seeking to have much more. See, Romans chapter 8, verse 12. I will not do much recap today. This utterance gift issue, is it part 4 or 5? 4, right? Thank you. Series 2, part 4. Funny now, it looks like the topic now. It now looks like the things of the Spirit generally, because we have been talking more on the things of the Spirit generally than all transcripts. But let's leave it on all transcripts. Romans 8, verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. Are you there, guys? Okay, verse 13. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. Or if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. We trashed this for 2 Sundays ago. And for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, who are they? They are the sons of God. Amen. So see that. So remember being led by the Spirit of God. Remember, that means you are admitted, okay? You are being brought. Check Exodus. Let me show you something there. Check Exodus. You are brought by the Spirit of God. That's what he's saying, okay? He's talking about how you came in. Just like, who took you to Abuja? I was brought, like the people who brought you, you are brought by a jet. A jet brought you. So that's like the Spirit of God. That's how you are admitted. I was brought. See, I was brought into Christ by the Spirit of God. See, Exodus 20, verse 2. Exodus 20, verse 2. I am the Lord thy God. Are you there? Which have what brought thee out, see, of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. So that's the work of the Spirit of God. That's a type and shadow of what the Spirit of God does to us right now. Okay? He brought us out of darkness to his light by the Spirit of God. It's the work of the Spirit to be admitted. So going back to Romans chapter 8, verse 13, to be admitted by the Spirit is to mortify the deeds of the body. Very clear. So what you are seeing in verse 13 there is primarily talking about your nature, how you got here. Okay, to be admitted by the Spirit, which is verse 14, is to mortify the deeds of the body in verse 13. Look at Romans 8, you see that to be admitted by the Spirit is what he is referring to as to mortify the deeds of the body. So that means we are ushered into this new life by the Spirit of God. You are ushered, okay? It's God that brought you in. It's the Spirit of God that brought you in. No, when you see that word to live does not mean to conduct, okay? To live means to exist. To exist after the flesh is to be performance-minded. I'll both be fast and slow. I don't know which one I will stick with today. So to exist after the flesh is to be performance-minded. Such men will not find salvation. Very clear. Such men, they will not even find salvation at all. They exist after the flesh. They are performance-minded. So don't see live, L-I-V in the Bible. That should be Zao also, something like Zao. Similar to Zoe, the life of God. Life, yeah. Which at times we call it the life of God. So to live in the Bible talks about existence. I exist by the Spirit. It's not saying I am conducting my life. No, it's talking about existence. So, for instance, I said to exist after the flesh is to be what? Performance, what? Minded, right? Such men will not find salvation. But a man that already exists after the Spirit, that is brought in by the Spirit. The question is, such a man that is already brought in now by the Spirit of God, that is led by the Spirit of God, such a man, can he still walk in the flesh? Yes. That's what we have been studying, right? Remember? A man that started in the Spirit, can he, like Galatians chapter 3, right? Can he attempt to continue in the flesh? Yes. And that is what we are being warned of. So, although you exist by the Spirit, yes, there is a tendency to walk in the flesh. And that will result in unproductivity. Do you remember that? Unproductivity, which is death in ministry. Death in ministry. Not physical death, but unproductivity in the things of God. Pray in tongues. You are thinking of the big head, but you just finish it in. Let's go and preach. You are thinking of how your week went. Let's do this. You are unproductive in the things of God. You are performance minded. Let's go and pray. Some people just want to pray for 6 hours. Hey, I cannot do it. Oh, you are deeming yourself unproductive. That's the issue. Performance minded. Wrong teaching. Praise God. Let me not stretch that this morning. So, God wants you to remember that you are led here by the Spirit. If you remember how you got saved, it will not be difficult to walk in the Spirit. It will not be difficult to conduct your life as a man born of the Spirit if you knew how you came. So sad that Christians don't know how they came. If I tell some people right now, write down, maybe I should just do an exam for you. It's not that there's no time this morning. I mean, I say, but write down 10 scriptures about your salvation. Let's do it, Seth. Let's do it. It's church now. Yeah, everybody, one, two, go. I will inspect your book. Write down 10 scriptures that talks about your salvation, that talks about how you got saved. 10 scripture. 1. So I've written 3. Write it. Sometimes the reason you think you have to give yourself to so much nobles, African magic, is you think there is no work in Christianity. Write down 10 scriptures that talks about your salvation. Come on. For everybody that you are here, I hope you know you must get it. 10. That talks about your salvation. Are you writing? 10. Because to conduct your life as a man born of the Spirit, you must know how you came. You must know how you started. You must know what saved you, who saved you, and what does not save you. Oh yeah, don't let me see your hands up. Come on, just 10. If you struggle to write 5, even if it's me, your pastor failed over your life, even if it's me, I just failed over your life. 10. Don't say John 3, chapter, don't say John 3, verse 3 to 13. No, that one is 10 scripture. That one is one. John 3 will be 1. And that means you must not write John 3. Well, I've said John 3. Romans 8, 14 is another one. That means you must not write Romans 8, 14. Come on, who is done? Come on, 2 minutes more. Trust me, I don't want to extend the service today, or else you will close by 2. IJ, thank you. Is that, are you done? I will stop you in 1 minute right now. One minute. Emoji Joshua, you don't know scripture about your salvation. You forgot. Aha. Jesus. This is your own the coming of the Son of Man to you this morning. That's it now. As a thief in the night. No, a thief in the morning. Okay. In 30 seconds, change your script, your book with your neighbor. Come on. Examine yourself. That's not personal. That's congregational. Examine your book with your neighbor. Come on. Change your book. You came to church to learn. Come on. Change your book with your neighbor. You need to, I'll punch you now. Neighbor, confirm the job. Somebody has written, confirm the job. Neighbor, come on. Check it through the scripture. Check if you have not written Esther married Nebuchadnezzar or whoever she married. Please, compare your own to God there. Amen. Come on, have you changed with somebody? Quickly, mark. This one, no, this one is not salvation. This one is about marriage. No, this one is about politics. This one is not. Come on, be fast. You must know how you came. Or else I'm just wasting my time here. Why do you think you come to church? You didn't write anything? Man of God, you didn't write anything? He wrote. How many? 4. 5. Man of God, 5. See why you need to be trained? 5 scripture. Divine. How many do you write? 10. Who is marking? Vivian. I'm interested. Who are you marking? Swap now. Are you afraid of what you have written? Emoji. Come on. Scrutinize the emoji. Mark your own too. If you do, you do him. Have you taken my brother's own? Awesome. So, now, if your neighbor score less than 5, ask him this question. See, you are face pastor. I mean, listen to me. Ask him this question. So, when did you get saved? If the one wrote less than 5, or 5 is not correct, ask him, when did you get saved? Some of them, 2003. At least, if you are learning one scripture each year, from 2003 to which year are we?
How many would you have known?
Now you cannot write five.
How do you think Jesus is feeling right now, your Savior?
Come on, finish marking and let's continue service.
You must know how you and you're saying I have problem with conduct. Somebody is pushing me in your grave. No, they have not pursued you. They will overtake you. It's not just pursuing. How do you call yourself a Christian? You say common salvation. That means this is primary school. A man is saved. The first thing you are taught. What saved you? The assurance, the guarantee, the potency, the longevity, the security in your salvation.
Hallelujah. Okay. So change back your books. The examiners is that we look at your scores later and we rate it and send to me. And you mark it down. You mark it down. Amen. Yeah, take your book. Take your Lodo book.
10 scripture. 10!
What we have said from the Old Testament alone? Or from the book of Psalm alone? Not Isaiah, Psalm. That's like you just write that 53, 1, 2, you just say 1, 2.
What does Exodus?
And now, if I ask you right now, which movie did Ramsey Noah act in 1993? You know. Liz Benson, Zakaba, you know. What else? Igodo, you know. The pastor, that was the best film in history. I said, yeah. And the ridiculous one. Now I watched it. I just heard that the thing is terrible. Spartacus, you know. Game of Thrones. Say, it's pastor. Let's not go there. Let me analyze this for you. It's a shame on your Christian life. It's a shame. Praise God. Hallelujah. What I have just done for you right now is not for condemnation. It's for you to buckle up.
Imagine you are 25 years old and you are still bedwetting. That's how it looks like. So buckle up. I'm not a minister of condemnation. To spoil you to service.
What if I said, give me 10 scripture? Let's just leave down.
So,
I'll be taking your book back. Come on. Okay. Carry your things back. So, why did I go to that? I was saying, you will not know how to walk in the Spirit if you never knew how you came. Anytime we sing that song here, empty and dead, I'm alive in your hands. If you don't understand the meaning, forget walking in the Spirit. It will not work. Sorry, walking will not work. Something like that.
It will not work. You are just warming the bench all this while in church. That's the point.
Amen.
And also, it's not about Pastor, it's not my fault now. I was not in a church like this. Ask Bashi. I didn't learn it from a place like this too. It's just about seriousness. For instance, when you go to church without a note, something to write, what are you after? The courses that you go to school and you don't write, what do you score? You drop it in the exam, Abi.
Like at least Yoruba for me, for instance. But I don't know what to write there. Say, which one is what is now? I romukwe. All those things. I didn't know how I got. I didn't know maybe. Where some of you are getting anyone? I didn't know where I got in that thing.
Amen.
Say God wants me to
to remember how I came. How did you come? Give me some words. How do you come, for instance? By the Spirit. Any other word? How do you come, sir? By faith. Any other word? By trusting the faithfulness of God. How do you come, Henry T? By grace, yes. Any other word? Freely, right? Yeah. You must remember that I started without qualification. You understand? I started without being qualified. Therefore, I don't need to be qualified to function in the things of the Spirit. I don't need to be qualified to function in utterance gifts. I don't need to be qualified. And these are the training. Say no fear here. So again, don't forget to live after the flesh is unbelief, is a state. I'm serious. Please don't allow anything to tell you that this pastor is not serious. That will just be your fault. I've always been like this. It's not to condemn you. Again, it's to tell you that buckle up. Buckle up. Like, for instance, in this service alone, if you focus on this service alone, you will know 30 scriptures. That is one service. And this week, we have done how many services already? With some of you that we see two services till 6. Selah. So, to live after the flesh is what? Unbelief. It is a state. So, to mortify the deeds of the body is faith. Okay? That's ending part of Romans 8:13. To mortify the deeds of the body is faith. The word used for conduct by Paul is to walk. To walk. To walk. To walk. The word used for conduct by Paul is to walk. Okay? To walk. So, when we say to live, L-I-V-E, talks about your source, your origin. Again, say I was brought in by the Spirit. Let me show you some scriptures. So, I said the word used for conduct by Paul is walking. W-A-L-K, walk. I mean, since I am alive, now I can what? Walk, okay? Since I live by the Spirit, now I can walk by the Spirit. So, to live talks about source. To walk is conduct. Source, origin. Conduct, life. See, 1 Corinthians 12, 3. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3. Well, to be candid, I think is it Pastor Jeremy has given me all such exams before. Once you give me something like that, I don't think much. I will simply pick a scripture, pick a book. John 1. 29, Abby. Behold, the Lamb of God. Go to John 3, put everything. John 4. The water I will give you shall be in you, spring you up to everlasting life. John 5, 24. Awesome. John 6, open oh, there. John 7, you go to 37, 38, 39. John 8, you go to verse 12, you go to verse 44. You go to John 9. John 10, you now go to 27 to 30. You understand? John, you just speak the same book. Before you reach John 12, you are finished. Amen. So you don't understand. So you are trying to pick one from Ephesians because you will get tired. Just pick Ephesians. Just Ephesians 1, 3, Ephesians 1, 7, Ephesians 1. Don't do that for me. Glory to God. Did I say you cannot pick school scripture from a chapter? you can be intelligent now. Amen. Amen. Don't worry. Salvation is by grace, okay? Don't worry. So, 1 Corinthians 12, 30, verse 3, want to go. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse, and no man can say Jesus is the Lord but by the. So, how did you get saved? By the. See Hebrews 3, verse 7. See the story of the men that did not, like, that rejected salvation right here. Hebrews 3, verse 7. Hebrews 3, verse 7. Hebrews 3, verse 7.
Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of the temptation in the wilderness. See that? Said, as the Holy Ghost said. So, of course, we have put this before. To tempt the Spirit or to sin against the Holy Ghost is to reject the gospel. Okay? See that? It says, as the Holy Ghost said today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. So, to tempt the Spirit is to reject the gospel. And sin against the Holy Ghost. Back to Romans 8:15. I'm just trying to show you that you came by the Spirit. You are called born again because you listen to the promptings, to the message of the Spirit. You listen to the conviction of the Spirit. You listen. You gave heed through this, through the preacher, through the preacher, through the preacher. Romans 8:15. So, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, what? Abba, Father, Father, Father. Amen, amen. So this is the answer. You are a son of God. You are a son of God. Verse 16, the Spirit himself, sorry, it should not be itself, the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. Say confidence. Yeah, say I have the witness within me. Yeah, that's a believer. The believer has the confidence, he has the witness within him. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. I've explained verse 17. So he's saying that humanity is not a deficiency to us, okay? Because that same humanity, what happened? Jesus shared the same. We look at this during the week. Jesus shared the same. So humanity simply means that we are going to be glorified together. Humanity is not a deficiency to the believer. That you are mortal, that you sleep and wake up, you snore, etc. does not mean you cannot walk, function in the things of the Spirit, okay? Praise God. Yeah, that's so the things that is plaguing you is common to man, okay? And Christ was tempted in every point like we are. That's Hebrews 4. So that's the point. So he's telling you that don't worry, humanity is not a deficiency to you. The way your body reacts does not will not hinder your flow in the things of the Spirit. It will not. It should not affect your confidence. It should not. So back to Galatians chapter 5 right now. Galatians 5:22. That will be a bit fast. But the fruit of the Spirit, okay? The fruit, okay? Remember, know this awesome. The fruit, what we have by the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. The produce of the Spirit, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. 24, if you are there, read with me, yes? And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with their affections and lusts. Sorry, it's 24. Is that conduct or nature? 24, is it conduct or nature? Nature, okay? So, it's nature because it says crucified. Past tense, right? Say this one is done. You have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. So, based on the nature, now you have conduct in 25. Let's read 25. Want to go? If we live, what is live? Exist, right? If we exist, that means since we are saved, okay? If we live in the Spirit, since we exist saved, let us also what? Walk. So, what will walk mean? Conduct, right? Yeah. Let us now walk in the Spirit. So, since we exist by the Spirit, that's the same thing as Romans 8:14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, we are brought in by the Spirit of God. So, we are brought in by the Spirit of God. So, to walk in the Spirit is to walk in the gift of no condemnation. Write that down, please. To walk in the Spirit, yeah, is to retain that mindset, to walk in the gift of no condemnation. That's the point. That's to walk in the gift of no condemnation. That's what we call walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit. That means you have to remember how you came. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who die in where? Christ Jesus. Romans 8 verse 1. So, so write this down. Our good character glorifies Christ, not self. Take note of that. Your good character glorifies Christ, not self.
It's not to say, yes, I am a this, I don't do this, I don't do that. So that's what, no, your good character, you deem it to the glory of God. Okay, see Galatians 5 now, 26. Galatians 5:26. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen. So, again, to live after the flesh is unbelief. I'm sure you have all this down. To live after the flesh is unbelief, okay? To live after the spirit is faith, okay? To live after the flesh is unbelief. To live after the spirit is faith. To walk in the flesh is, To walk in the flesh will be performance-mindedness after faith. That's the point. For a believer to walk in the flesh, that is performance-mindedness after faith. After faith. After you are already born again, when you are performance-minded, you still rate yourself with how your day went. You don't rate yourself by how what the word of God is. Performance-mindedness after faith. It leads to fear, okay? It leads to condemnation. It leads to unproductivity. It leads to fear, condemnation, unproductivity. That's the result. Or when you are a believer, you are now still walking like God, like you gave God 1 million before he saved you. You are still conducting your life like your salvation. You know, it leads to unproductivity. So again, you remember Romans 8:13 now? That 13 talks about our origin. We have mortified the deeds of the body. It talks about our origin. You combine that with verse 12, that means we are debtors because of our origin, okay? We are debtors because we have been qualified before the game starts. Remember those analogies that we discussed during the week? So, to walk in the spirit is to trust God. That's the point. How do you walk in the spirit? You trust God. Yeah, that's the point. How do I walk in the spirit? I trust God. I trust God. I do the will of God. I walk in the gift of no condemnation. Because that is how you began Christianity. You are to continue the same way. To trust God. You trust in his gift of no condemnation. That is how you began Christianity. That is how you are to continue. You continue the same way. So, I'll just quickly check some dichotomies in the scripture. Let's see where the flesh and the spirit they are used as contrast, okay? As and into me, oh, they call those figures which as contrast, two things placed side by side, like word and opposite. So they're always using contrast in the scripture. See 1 Corinthians 5:5. Since the spirit is what we have received in salvation, please write this down. Since the spirit is what we receive in salvation, the spirit becomes the identity of the believer. Yeah. Since the spirit is what you have received in salvation, remember Romans Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 1 to 13, 14, right? So that he redeemed you, you are predestinated, you are adopted, and as a result of that, what do you have? You have the spirit. That is in verse what? Verse 13 and verse 14, okay? So the spirit is the identity of the believer. Hallelujah. So you can clearly say the spirit is my surname. It's your identity. It's your identity. That's a common identity. The spirit is the common identity of the believer. It's a family name. So we see how the spirit is used for us in different ways. Conduct it. We see it right now. 1 Corinthians 5:5. I will just read these scriptures for you then, and we'll read and we'll see the meaning. Okay? 1 Corinthians 5:5. Are you ready? We are going through over more than 10 of them. 5:5, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh. How to have read the whole stories, it's, I don't like paraphrasing, but well, ensure you go and read the rest. This is a guy that was being corrected in church, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Destruction of the flesh there will imply destruction of selfishness. Destruction of man's will, okay? Destruction of carnality, so that his conduct may be better, so that the spirit may be saved. There is a figure of speech, so that his conduct, okay, may be better. So he simply used flesh and spirit. He used spirit because he has used flesh. That's the issue there. he used spirit later, not really as the Holy Ghost, is because he has used flesh earlier. So the main key thing there is that the destruction of the flesh, destruction of man's will. Of course, when you destroy man's will, when you destroy that performance-mindedness, when you destroy carnality, what will you bring up? You will bring up God's will. That is the spirit. Are you getting me? Are you getting me? People of God, thank you. So, yeah, that's the destruction of the flesh there. It's the destruction of selfishness. Selfishness. See, 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. This one should be clear. This is just Bible interpretation for you right now. Somebody say, I'm not a pastor. What am I doing with all this? Better, let me not start with you today. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all what? Filthiness of the flesh and spirit. This one is even together now. The flesh and spirit together. Say some things or some people, they are filthy both in their what? Flesh and where? Spirit. Perfecting holiness in the sight of God, in the fear of God. What does this mean? This is why it is bad for you to read the Bible in chapters, okay? Just go back to chapter 6, verse 14. See chapter 6, verse 14. Are you there? 6:14. Be ye not unequally what? Yoked with unbelievers. Let's keep reading together. Come on, if you are there with me. For what fellowship hath righteousness with what? From the back. I cannot hear your voice. And what communion hath what light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Or what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will walk in them, I will be their God, and they shall be my. 17, want to go? Whereof come out from among them, and be ye what separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be unto you a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. 7 verse 1 now. 7 verse 1, yes? Cleanse ourselves from every filthiness of the flesh and spirit. So, I get, what is the meaning of filthiness of the flesh and spirit there now? From all we have read. Is your mind there? Again, verse 14. What is in verse 14? Be ye not unequally yoked with. So, who are the filthiness of the flesh and spirit? The man that is not saved. Did you understand that? The man that is not saved. Filthiness of the flesh and spirit. The man that rejects salvation. Filthiness of the flesh and spirit. So he says you separate yourself. It's not speaking of in evangelism, but don't be influenced by them. That's the point. Don't be influenced by them. That's what he's saying. You cannot be influenced by unbelievers. You cannot be influenced by unbelievers in this your new life. Go to Galatians 3, verse 3. Galatians 3, verse 3. This one is easier. Okay, well done. Let me wait for you. So that term, filthiness of the flesh and spirit, is used to describe which man? An unbeliever. Okay, Galatians 3, verse 3. What? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the what? Spirit. Are you now made perfect by the flesh? That means began in the spirit. That means you began by trusting God. Are you now made perfect by trusting self? Works. Are you not being made perfect by works, by the works of the law? See, chapter 4, verse 29. Galatians 4, 29. Same thing. As then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit. Even so it is now. So after the flesh there is after works too. After the spirit is after the promise of God. 4:29. So, after the Spirit is after the promise of God. Chapter 5, verse 16. Galatians 5, 16. This I say then. Come on, let's see this together. Let me wait for you. After the flesh is to what is to... Spirit is after the promise of God. Flesh is what there? In, after works, okay? Works in 4:29. So, 5, 16. Are you there? Galatians 5, 16. This I say then. Walk in the spirit and you shall not what? Fulfill the laws of the flesh. For instance, as you come to church right now, what do you think you are doing? You are walking in the what? Spirit. Some people think walking in spirit is, No. Walking in spirit is I take advantage of all God has given to me in Christ. What is walking in spirit? Taking advantage of all God has given to me in Christ. For instance, I take a positive advantage of the local church. I take a positive advantage of believers around me. A positive advantage of ministry gift. I take a positive advantage of prayers. I take a positive advantage of the gift of no condemnation. Walking in the spirit. I look at God's word. I am walking in the spirit. I am walking in the spirit. So he said, walk in the spirit. And what will happen? You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So you give attention to God's will. For the realities in salvation. Everything I just mentioned for you right now, in the church, ministry gift, believers, okay? Gift of no condemnation. They are all realities in salvation. Realities in salvation. Are you getting me, men and brethren? Realities. So you give attention and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That means your conduct will get better. See chapter 5, now 17. For the flesh lusted against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. I'm reading Galatians 5, 17. And these are contrary, my God, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you want. See that? He said the two are contrary. You cannot mix God's will and man's will. God's will and man's will always be contrary. That means the will of the flesh. The will of the flesh. That is why it will be forever easy for you to watch a 3-hour video, but to listen to a message of 3 hours, say, So it's not saying, my guy, see, the two will always be contrary, okay? It will always, I didn't think the day will come, well, you can start giving passion to things of God, but the things of the flesh and the things of God, they will always look this way. They will never be in agreement. They will never. Performance-mindedness and trust in God will always be contrary. They cannot go together. They cannot. They cannot. They cannot. I wrote my note. I said, performance-mindedness and God's mindedness is always contrary. Always contrary. For instance, that is why you cannot be seeking. Some people, you want to learn God's word. You want to get better in the things of God. You'll be asking somebody that is not going to church. So, let me ask my fiancé. Fiancé, are you sure? This church, they say they have 6 hours prayer. Are you sure I should go? The fiancé or fiancé, whatever you call him, he has not prayed 2 hours before. What do you think he will advise you? Oh, God, yeah. Come on. Now I am your God. You know? Oh, come on. You have found me. You have found heaven already. Come, I am the angel in your... Let's leave those rhymes today. Okay, chapter 6, verse 8. This one is more interesting. I love this. 6, verse 8. Galatians 6, verse 8. Flesh and spirit used in Galatians 6, verse 8. Are you there? Okay, let's read together. One to go. For he that swear to his flesh shall of the flesh reap what? Corruption. But he that swear to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life everlasting. If you know what some people have used that to do, say, now guys, it's time for us to sow to the what? To the spirit. Amen, amen. My guy, relax. So to sow to the flesh is to be selfish. Write that down clearly. It's to be selfish. It's talking actually about giving. Say, let him that is all. You see this one in context from verse 6. Galatians 6. Verse 6. Yes. Let him that is what? Taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in what? All good things. Now say, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man swear, that will he also reap. So let's read verse 8 now. He that swear to his what? Flesh. So what will swearing to his flesh mean? Selfishness, okay? You are only concerned about yourself, okay? You are not concerned about the brethren. Everything you pursue neglecting the saints, it will decay one day. That's the point. Everything you pursue, call it money, call it house, call it cars, everything you pursue, neglecting God's will, is heading for decay one day. See why I said, okay? I am not saying earthly things are bad, but once you pursue them, neglecting God's will, neglecting fellowship, neglecting the job that God gave you in salvation, you are aiming for destruction. That's the point. All those properties, what will be the end? The car that is the latest car in 2003, if you see it right now, you will use it as taxi. Yes or no? Come on, yes or no? Hope you know every taxi was once a brand new car. The one you enter to Zuba, not the one you enter. You know, they are all once a brand new car. That's why you say that the fashion of this world was passed away. So what you are calling brand new car this year, don't worry. Just give Germany, or the makers of auto, the makers, just give them 10 more years. You just see the cars of today, say, hi. Try. Somebody be entering this thing. Yeah. And that's what some people have killed themselves. Come to church. I cannot come. I have a target to meet this year. For the fashion of this world, pass it away. So he's saying, he that swear to his flesh, what will he reap? Why corruption? You are doing this, neglecting God's will. That's the point. You are pursuing this while neglecting the core of creation, the core, the reason behind man. You remember what is man? Man is not created to pursue money, pursue everything. That's not the get that series. What is man series 1 and 2? So to sow after the spirit is to be selfless, okay? To give to others, to be liberal. If you think that is too much, quickly see First Timothy 6, verse 17. Please be fast. Come on, help me. In church, I hope you know we have screen here. You know, we cannot put Bible there, but why should we put Bible there? We have plenty of Bibles there in that room. We give you Bible. We need the Bible. We don't put Bible, so we want you to open it. Since you will not carry this TV to your house, so you open, okay? It's good to open. Opening is good, okay? In those days, if you see their Bible, the Bible is like a scroll. No scroll. Carry it like this, like a man of God. Now you have small Bible, etc. Even e-copy. As you wish. See 6:17. Want to go? Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Next verse. That they do good, that they be rich in what? Good works, ready to distribute, willing to what? So that means in Christianity, wealth ceases to become a reason for status. It becomes a reason to give. I'm trying to control that thing very well. It ceases to become a status thing. It now becomes an opportunity to help others, especially the brethren, the saints of Christ. You see that in chapter 4, verse 17. It said, especially, let me check it. Chapter 4, verse 10. He's the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Do good to all men, especially them of the household of faith. So, anyway, back to Galatians 6:8. Do you understand right now? He that swear to his flesh shall of his flesh reap what? Corruption. He that swear to his flesh, spirit, shall be spirit reap life everlasting. Life everlasting there, does it mean salvation? Sorry, go back to Galatians 6 verse 8. Life everlasting there, does it mean salvation? I've explained this thing before now. Man of God, figure of speech. Life everlasting there, does it mean salvation? Well, you cannot know now. Abba. So he's saying, what is the subject? Giving, okay? Okay, so for instance, when you give to the saints, what are you sowing to? What are you sowing to? You are sowing to the spirit, okay? When you give to those who are communicating gospel to you, what are you sowing to? So what is the meaning of to reap life everlasting? That means you will profit from their ministry. That's what you're just saying. That means the ministry will be profitable. That means they will be able to bless you more, etc. I think I've been trying not to talk speech about giving in this church. One day I will break down gyms, I will teach. The issue is that if I preach it, you'll be scared. So that's why. relax, don't mind me. Okay, but also to sow to the spirit is to be selfless, okay? And the life everlasting there will mean you will, like there will be progress in the work of the ministry, not progress in the church venue, in the work of the ministry primarily. So Philippians 3 verse 3. Come on, I'm running. Philippians 3 verse 3. Song is sweeter. Well done. For we are, hallelujah, the circumcision, which worship God, we are in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and we have no confidence in the flesh. This is this team song of Sister Toby, Pastor Joy and his wife. We worship God in the spirit, we rejoice in Christ, we have no confidence in the flesh. So, how do you worship God in the spirit? This is the same thing, you find the same stuff in John chapter 4, okay? So to worship God in the spirit is trusting how he justified you. Simple, that's the point. You are trusting how he justified you. In freedom. You worship God in freedom, in liberty. The same thing as the gift of no condemnation. You worship God. How do I worship in the spirit? I worship from the point of acceptance. It's more about what I am saying. It's more about what I know than the song, than the expression, than the instrument. Worship in the spirit is not. Of course, we know singing in tongues is clear worshiping in the spirit. I mean, singing the Holy Ghost. But that time worshiping in the spirit, using John 4 and this Philippians 3, is talking about knowing you are saved, knowing you are justified, knowing you are accepted, knowing you are sanctified, knowing you cannot be condemned. It's a knowing. It's not a song. Amen? Say worship. Is knowing, not a song. Thank you. I rejoice in Christ Jesus, and we have no confidence in the flesh. So we worship God in freedom, in liberty, no confidence in our works. So we have confidence towards God in salvation. Yeah. We have confidence towards God in salvation. So to walk in the flesh is to trust our intellect. Now let me now relate it to the things of the spirit right now. To walk in the flesh is to trust your intellect. Imagine you see a guy, you want to give a word to a guy, say, this guy is wearing, he has Gary Coyle, or he has Dadaia, he must be a Rastafarian, guy. Sir, come, the Lord is showing me right now that you have a foundational issue. Your foundation looks, I can see. Your foundation is Bob Marley or what's the name of those thugs that are dead? Just Rasta, just Yama. Lucky Dube. No, that one is fine. Now. Guys, we have some very terrible ones. Raskamono. You're awesome. You make everyone. See, the same cause. No man, no cry, Abby. Those are good songs. Why are you hating them? The only issue is people that sang. Hallelujah. So you don't look at it. Like, you know, you look at this man now, you see the beard. We have people here in this church. If all they just did is just wear jalami, like, Father, just wear, you know, jalami, just wear, or people that love to wear. I don't know how a born again man would like to be wearing. I don't know. Some of you just like it. So I don't know. It's good. So people that just like that, you know, you can see him on the street and you are raising. Afar, sir. The Lord wants to save you. You say, come. Sir, you miss road. So that means, so don't trust on intellect. Oh God. Just like the man that saw me somewhere in Area 1. You remember that video I did? I was just dressed anyhow. I was looking like a organizer. I didn't know what I was looking at. I was coming to give me utterance. How God will give me money. God will, of course, I need money. Oh, God will, I was just looking at him, God. I said, this is what your wife is saying. You're dressing well. If I wear my collar, wear collar, go with, you just say, bless you, sir. It just came. It was just, I think God, the Lord is taking you to places. Yeah? Amen, amen. See, you can even see a first timer in church. It's not compulsory. God wants to show you the path in ministry. Relax. Don't trust your intellect. That's why it's called by the Spirit. Don't forget, when we're saying we speak by the Spirit, we are not saying every utterance. Hope you know, it's not that every utterance will begin with ministry. Hope you know, I can speak about your marriage, but it will end up profiting you in the ministry. I'm trying to expand your gifts right now. Hope you know, I can speak about your job, but at the end of the day, it will be to what? To enhance your effectiveness, your productivity in the ministry. You have time to get there today. Yeah, I think I do. So, yes, prophecy is about the will of God. We see it soon. But don't trust intellect. Don't just see a man by default and what you just want to do is to slam me with condemnation. You're not serious with things of God. You must get serious. Relax. Trust God's Spirit. It's not called word from knowledge. It's word of knowledge. It's not word from. If you need to fix all our fixable right now, fix, just here, say, there's a Jezebel spirit around you right now. There's a Jezebel spirit. And we start casting out the machine, just looking at it like this. That's how you screw, you walk in the spirit. Don't fulfill the lust of the eyeshadow. Hallelujah. Say in utterance, we don't trust our intellect. We trust God's Spirit. We trust God's power. Yeah. So we all began in the Spirit. Let me go back to where I started from. So we began by trusting God. We have to continue in the same, okay? So these are things we learn to get better in utterance gift. Everything I've said to you right now is to make you better. Of course, in utterance gift, in giving and receiving, to make you better. It must not be said of you that you are clueless or without words in the place of edifying others. No, it must not be said of you that you ate too much eba last night. Come on, give us word. Pastor. I'm coming. God says he's here. God is here. See, as a preacher, even as a preacher, okay, let me explain to you. There are times that you don't feel it. Like, for instance, those close to me, I said, okay, when you just finish, like the meeting we had Wednesday, Thursday, so when you just have Holy Ghost meeting, there is something I have observed, which is not only me, it cut across, can I take inside the same thing? There will be an atmosphere that you will feel. There are times will not last beyond 2 days. Who has noticed that before? It will not last beyond 2 days or 3 days. So, on is 1 day. For me, 6 hours. Me, I can't. Me, 2-3 days. You just feel it's in such time that you'll be feeling that, where is the sick man self? Where is the dead man self? No, all those type of craze. Are you with me? So, they are the result of Holy Ghost meeting. That's why the proper response to meetings like we had on Wednesday, Thursday is what? You go, you pray more, okay? You soak in more, you fellowship more, you receive more. But guess what? At times you will not feel it. But that doesn't change who you are. That doesn't change what you are capable of. At times you will feel the power of God so like liquid fire, not liquid mental, liquid fire on your hand, amen? It will like literal. Like, I'm not saying feeling, I mean saying literal. Like literal.
Yeah.
But there are times that you are just. Say, I am who I am. By the grace of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, feelings are good. That you feel it. Say, God's power is here. You are shaking. It's good. But even when you are not shaking, remember how you came. Hallelujah. When you receive salvation, why are you shaking? You shake. Receive the gospel. Believe you. No. Amen. It's as simple as that. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, see 1 Corinthians 12. So, you don't feel the utterance. You may not feel the utterance. You may not feel the anointing. At such stage, all you need to do is just keep speaking God's word. I am born righteous. I function as a man of God because I am called of God. You'll be talking to yourself. I am born righteous. I am born righteous. I function as a man of God because I am called by God. See 1 Corinthians 12 now, 27. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, government, diversities of tongues. So he's talking here about offices, right? Offices, okay? So let me ask something. Is pastoring an office? Hello, sirs. Is pastoring an office? So, since it's an office, do we get trained for it? Huh? Do we get trained for it? Now, in this place now, is prophet, is it an office? Huh? Should we be get trained for it? For instance, now you can tell me three things, and one from each angle, three trainings that a prophet needs from what you have studied this week. Feel free. Come on, feel free. Let's confidence, thank you. You must know the character of God. He said, how to subject what he sees awesome to God's will. I'm still coming to that today. Yes, and that one. That's one I really emphasize. Sir? Selflessness, awesome. Yes? Walking in love. Where must the prophet be? The prophet of your ministry, where must he be? With you or with the recipient? That's it. So all these, so for instance, right now, what you got this week right now, can we call it part of the trainings in the prophetic? That's it. So, if it's an office in the church, you must be trained. Then, you must be inducted. Hope you know that there are some people that the church can tell you that, for now, just hold on, keep learning God's word. Don't give prophecy yet. I'm serious. That's actually, even today, as you'll be speaking to yourself, at times your leader can correct you. You can give a word and you can say, yeah, you are getting it, but you miss it here. Okay. Now, you can better streamline it like this. So, we are not only speaking here, we are trained by it. We are trained. Because prophecy is not just giving words, so write this clearly, is to shout people's cause for Christ. It's not just any thus saith the Lord. No. It's to shout, C-H-A-R-T. People's cause to plot their life for the will of God. That's prophecy. For the will of God. That's prophecy. So there is an art, A-R-T. There is an art to it. There is an A-R-T to it. There is a learning in it. A-R-T. There is an art to it. There is a learning in it. So when revelation gives is to make things known, prophecy is to give direction. Revelational gift is to make things known. Prophecy will be to give direction. Since Christ is the intention, prophecy will give direction in the will of Christ. Since Christ is the intention of God. Let me explain. See Revelation 19. After this, just 2 months scripture, then we'll be done. See Revelation 19, verse 9. The second part today, I will now make it clear to you the things, the gifts, and it will be good. Revelation 19, verse 9. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they. Come on, well done.
Okay.
Well, you missed something I said earlier. I said revelational gift is to make things known. Okay. Prophecy will be to give direction. Since Christ is intention. Okay. So prophecy will give direction. It directs men in the will of Christ. So this comes from the fact that the prophecies of the scripture, they are Christ-centered. There is no prophet in the scripture that spoke about himself. You should remember that from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, 21, then 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, 11. No prophecy of the scripture is of a private origin, private interpretation. Because they all have one motivation, Christ. See Revelation 19, verse 9. Are you there? Come on. I will read verse 9, you will read verse 10. And he said unto me, blessed, right, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true saints of God. Verse 10, 1, 2, go. Help me. Fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see that thou doest it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. See that? So, that means prophecy. See that? Say the testimony of Jesus is the spirit. What does it mean of spirit there? Who remembered? Pastor explained this to you in this church. Eh? Is the motivation. Spirit is not Holy Ghost, okay? Is the motivation behind prophecy. Why should anybody prophesy the spirit of Christ? The testimony of Christ. Are you with me? The testimony of Christ. The ministry of Christ. That is why any man should prophesy. So every prophecy that started with your job and ends with your job, yes, you will do it, you go, you make the money, you enter, you go. You enter Dangote, you enter Big Gate, you go, you enter Facebook, you enter everywhere, you become the most mighty man on earth, and you are God, and God, and glory be to God. They just gave you a false prophecy, even if it comes to pass. Even if it comes to pass, it's a false prophecy. Whoever says that is a false prophet, not because of lack of correctness, because that is an abuse of prophecy. Imagine somebody coming to bank here, give me money. As they say, give me money, the guy is just doing that. They say, eh. And the cashier say, ah, are you so sick? Don't worry. The guy just bring out injection in his pocket. Bank out. Shook you. Bah! Injection in the bank. What's that? Abuse of what? Office. Amen. Can you imagine that? Somebody come to deposit money. Say, don't worry. Ah, you are so sick. Are you? Don't worry. Just bring out that syringe. Say, just pack me. Open your bumbus man. Pack. That's what you do when you are prophesying. When you say, some people say, we are. What of the marketplace prophet? Who gave you such a gift? I gave unto some marketplace prophets. They are, I want God call us to bless people. Well, you may not like me. I keep saying it. The people that does all this evil is people who will boldly come to the pulpit to say, God has called me to raise millionaires. If such man of God is a fool. Take it from me. I don't say such. He said, God called me to raise kingdom millionaires. That's foolish. You just took the whole Bible and used it to clean your bumper. That's what you all did. I'm serious. It's not such people that we are having this issue today. It's foolishness. Go ask the people, are everybody in your church now millionaires? And if they are not millionaires, what happens to your Matthew 28? Go eat all the word. And what? Make millionaires. Savior is about to die. He's about to go to heaven. His last word. Go and disciple men for me. You say, no, God specially called me. You think we have not seen vision before? That's the same way as I guess. Imagine Sergeant said, God called me that every sister in Christ, they must know how to cross their T's and dust their eyes and tip their toes. And which one again? Now, why I have to say such very strong words is because it is big. That error, it will cripple a whole generation. And guess what? Do you know where the real issue is? There will be results. People will truly come as nothing. They will have testimony of what? Becoming something in the world. But in Christ, what? It's says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they cast out demons. They speak in new tongues. They lay hands on the sick. They eat any deadly thing. It shall not harm them. They lay hands on the sick. This is Jericho. And they went forth everywhere and preached the word. And the Lord walking with them, confirming the words with signs following. Hebrews 2. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which began as being spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that hear him? God also bearing them witness with what? Signs and wonders and diverse gifts, directions of the Holy Ghost according to his will. Where do you see your calling? Which Bible? Don't call it a Christian center. Call it an. You cannot even call it. They don't do that in mocks. Don't know. Don't know. They don't. They come and they face their foolishness. And they are strict on that. You now, in the name of Christ, they are saying you are raising mammon. Who else was Christ compared with in the gospel? Mammon. So we are not saying that, I'm not saying we don't. Imagine. Who can multiply? How many hours do you have in a week? 7 times 24 hours? Come on, 7 times 24 hours. Come on. Come on. You didn't go to school? Once it's 8, right? It is good that you got to do 7 times 20. That is 140. Then 7 times 4, 28. 28 plus 40. Sorry. Okay. So, 168 hours in a week. Be sincere. Even a different assembly. How many hours do you spend in church, in service? Let's be sincere. Monday. We didn't come on Monday. Monday, they say evangelism. 1 hour. Okay. Maybe 2 hours. Tuesday. And that 2 hours, okay, let's just say 2 hours per day. Two times, leave the exam. I'm not the one that sent the exam. Okay, let's say 2 times 7. Okay, that is what? 2 times 7 is what? 14. I don't know if you're 20. How many hours do you have left? In the remaining hour, can't you browse and make money? Why should you now, that remaining tithe you gave to God, we now come to church again. Say, Pastor, come and edify my what? My financial life. God did not give me such a gift. Go to the church, not upstairs. If they don't do that. Downstairs. Okay? There's a underground. Just go there. Go down. And the church is downstairs here. They do that. Amen. The church in hell. Amen. Glory to God. So please, I'm not trying to abuse somebody. But please, don't take the Bible and call it trash. Don't do that. At the end of the day, many will make money. Okay. I got to a country. I told you in this church, even their public banner is, these are our years of endurance. A street, not even Islamic country, it's a street pagan country. Everything is working fine. Most of our geos, they go there to relax. But Bible says, if that does not believe the Son, shall not see life. So that means we can have all nice, and we have all this in the Bible. Israel was not the biggest economy, except only in the time of Solomon. See, times of the Persian kingdom, very nice kingdom, everything is working fine. In fact, Egypt was once a world power. And they are so much into idolatry. So that somebody is prospering does not mean this is God's will. Amen, amen. And I'm not saying your poverty is God's will. I'm saying you do God's will irrespective of what? Hallelujah. Praise God. Say salvation and his ministry. Say no more. That's it. So that's why I'm here. Want to make money? Of course, we have people who can. Mr. Henry T. will teach you how to look into the fashion world. Casual world. Hope you know it's an international, it speaks on DSTV. Hope you know. I'm not joking though. On DSTV, it will show you the way. But me, I will show you the truth. Glory to God. Amen, amen. So, the Spirit of Christ is the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Okay? So at times, we have vision, we have revelation, we have dream. We have knowing. I mean, we have things like vision that you can see, revelation, dream, etc. None of that qualifies a man to be a prophet. until the intention is learnt. Until you have learnt that testimony of Christ. So that I can see, okay? That I have a vision. I can see, you can see some accident that will happen, it happened. That has not qualified you as a Jesus prophet. As a prophet in the New Testament, it's not the ability to see, it's the ability to shout people's cause in the ministry of Jesus. That's it. Prophets in the New Testament. When your prophecy takes men from the intention of God, imagine how you come to church and what you get from church is, right now, I can pursue that dream. I can get there. I can do it. And you immediately leave church. You didn't go to pray. You didn't go to study. You didn't go to evangelize. Now go to say, wow, God, come on. How to make $1,000 per day. Yes, Paul said, I can do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it. And before you know it, you enter Yahoo boys. Who, motivation from who? From the pastor. Not me, Pastor Joy. So there's a vision, revelation, dream, TC. None of that qualifies a man to be a prophet until the intention is learned, until the character of the intention is known. First, you just become a false prophet or a carnal prophet. Carnal prophet, when you use the flesh to do the work of God. Carnal prophet. So, see chapter 14, verse 16, 1 Corinthians 14, 16. So, that I can see the future, does that qualify me to be a prophet? What qualifies me to be a prophet? I can intelligently interpret that vision, okay, to aid the testimony of Christ. Just something like that. Are you with me? I can now intelligently interpret what I have seen, okay, in line with the testimony of Jesus. Is that clear, guys? Hope you know, it's not only believers that can see into the future. Don't you know? The witch woman of Edom, First Samuel 30, remember that Saul when they conjure Samuel out. Remember that one? Remember the lady that was following this damsel, the fine girl? Who's fine girl? Small damsel that is following. Okay, Ruth did not come today. Look like, no, name is Rhoda. No, it's not Rhoda. Sorry. Her name is not there. in Acts 16, that was following Paul. Say, these are the men of God. They came to show us the way of salvation. Yes, it's by what? A divine spirit, by a spirit of divination. So, that I give correct information, does that qualify me to be a prophet? What qualifies me to be a prophet? Huh? Awesome. So, see 1 Corinthians 14, 26. How is it then, brethren? Yes. When you what? Come together, every one of you at a. Come on, him is very important now. You like him so much. Every one of you have a what? Psalm, at a doctrine, at a tongue, at a revelation, at an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. So please, at times, write this down. At times, interpretation of tongues. It's not always prophecy, okay? At times, interpretation of tongues may be an action. It can be joy. Like, when you speak in tongues at times, you want to interpret. The interpretation may be joy. It may be instruction. It may be direction. It may be knowledge. Maybe. It may be joy. It may be instruction. It may be direction. It may be knowledge. So, of course, don't forget love. Love makes all things done unto edification. That's love. So we must be of one heart in the mind. This must be learned too. So lastly, Bramike, thank you. And last, let me say this. In the function of the teaching of the Spirit, remember patience. Patience. At times, some of us will rush out of receiving. Remember patience. What does that imply? God is not an author of confusion. Ensure you receive fully for your brother. Are you with me? Ensure you receive fully for your sister. Ensure you are not in an hurry, okay, to speak. Ensure you have sufficient information. Don't forget you are about to what you will tell somebody is it will can change their course in life totally. I mean, to a different route. So that means, for instance, let's just look at Acts 9, last scripture, Acts 9. Expect God to guide you. Last scripture, Acts 9. See, and there was a verse 10, certain disciple at Damascus, Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said, Arise and go to the street, into a street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of one that is called Saul of Tarsus. He prayed, and I seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, putting his hands on him, that he may what? Receive his sight. Are you with me? What happened in verse 13? Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of these men how much evil he had done in Jerusalem. He had authority from the chief priests to bind all that call upon them. What if Ananias from Israel just stood up and just left? Hope you know you can just, he could have just heard Saul and immediately say, Saul, hey guys, I heard Saul in the vision. Let's pray. Saul is coming. Saul, die. Saul, die. Saul, die. Die. At times, you just see a fragment. There is yet an information. You trust God. Receive fully. Amen? Trust God. And of course, being patient, God explained for that. Say, go thy way. He is a what? Chosen vessel. Hallelujah. Unto me to hear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and children of Israel. And I will show him how great things he will suffer. And I say, amen. Your neighbor, say, listen fully. Amen, amen. Say be total. So, same way everyone is trained to be a shepherd, we are also training men in the prophetic, okay? We are training men in the prophetic. And that's what we are doing in this series. So trust me, don't have a down day. Yeah. Don't have a down day. Walk in boldness. Don't have a down day. Walk in boldness. Walk in boldness. Don't have a down day. You can just finish big. You can just finish eating big food, very big food. I guarantee. And yes, you receive clearly from God. Starve your mind of that performance mindset. Don't allow anything. Start praying in tongues. Thank you. Some people are doing that. Don't allow anything to form a wall in your mind. A wall saying, because of this and this and this, I cannot function in the gifts of God. I cannot function well. I cannot do. No war. That's how we start from Romans 8 verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. We walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in Christ Jesus, which through the flesh, God sent his own Son in likeness of sinful flesh, for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. But they that are after the flesh, they mind the sins of the flesh. They are after the spirit, the sins of the spirit. The carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. But the carnal mind is enemy to God, not submit to the will of God. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you are in the spirit because the spirit of Christ lives in you. If anyone has not the spirit of Christ, none of you. If Christ is in you, since it's you, the body is dead to sin, your spirit is life to righteousness. And since the spirit of him that raised up Christ from death dwells in you, save him. Hallelujah. That raised up Christ from death, what does it do? It quickens your mortal body. Amen. By a spirit that was lives in you. Based on this, therefore, you are what? Debtors. Amen. Debtors. No, that one is now is sweet, okay? For when you see debtors, you are scared. No. Debtors now mean, wow, I'm qualified. Amen, amen. Debtors, not to the flesh, to live out of the flesh. But as many as live out of the flesh, they die. But since you, through the spirit, you have mortified this on the body, you are alive. Live to God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Who are you? Sons of God. For you have not received the Spirit of body again to fear, but the Spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Father. For the Spirit himself bears witness to our spirit. That we are what? Upstanding everywhere. Thank you. Just sing the Holy Ghost. Come on, that's what we are doing. Late rate. Keto lando toza, bring all those over time. Don't allow anything to form a wall in your mind. It will prevent you from fullness. Lateka palasteke vila parantalamos. You are totally made. You are well made. You are fully made. You are complete. Abranchele malateke valande. Always confidence. Always confidence. Always confidence. Kalamandra toza, alemantike loto zova, ratekele stegevata, ratekele batidoza, lani make prata la maoza, yege stogavali prata tauza, La tequila mantos de gabi. La brocha la mazavatosa. Yen kenteli mazavitosa. Impropata ta ta. Inani mananani. Ala rantos to gabala. Hallelujah. Listen to this. As I was spending this money, God will remind me that, tell them never to live by karma. Never live by karma. Never think something bad is happening because you deserve it. Never think you deserve any evil. Never think you deserve depression. Never think that you deserve negative experiences. I beg you in the name of God. Karma is an evil spirit, like Pastor Nega will say. Karma is not of God. In Christ, we don't. It's not about reaping what we sow. No, we reap what Christ has done for us. Karma is an evil spirit. Take karma. Take that idea away. That qualification mindset. That okay, Sarah. This is the result of my action. No. We are saying walk in the gift of no condemnation. Not in karma. Not in karma. I walk in the gift of no condemnation. Not in karma. Not in karma. Not in karma. Please. Please. Don't look at yesterday. Don't look at your yesterday to predict your future. Look at Christ. Look at his sacrifice. Don't look at your yesterday. Don't look at what you did yesterday, what you did wrong to predict your future. Look at Christ. Look at Christ. Look at his word. Look at Christ. Look at his word. Look at his word. Look at Christ. Look at his word. Look at his message. Look at his counsel. Don't look at yesterday. Don't look at your action to predict your future. Look at the word of Christ. Singing the Holy Ghost. La banda raso gatoza. Kemanio stoga vilirana na na na. Lanio stoga vale bayedete. So today you just sing the Holy Ghost for the next 10 minutes. I mean singing. People just assist them. Don't stop, please. Don't stop. You don't need motivation. Why can I sing the Holy Ghost from the gift of no condemnation? Just sing alone. Let not the choir lead you right now. Sing yourself. Sing alone. Sing. Just sing. Make melody in your heart to God. 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 Lamania.